SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Slain conservative and Salem Radio Network talk host Charlie Kirk's memorial is underway in Glendale, Arizona, which is being distributed live by SRN. Speakers include President Trump, Charlie's widow, Erica Kirk, and Vice President J.D. Vance. House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain of Michigan says the impact of Charlie Kirk's life will resonate with young people.
First and foremost, my prayers are with Charlie and his family, with his wife, Erica, and their two children. Like so many, I experienced this impact through the eyes of my daughter. He showed her that the impact that she could have as a young person, as a young conservative person, that was really important to her. Charlie's legacy will live on in every young person that he inspired.
U.S. Senator James Lankford says the killing of Charlie Kirk shines a spotlight on the fallen nature of man.
But it is the reason that personally I'm a Christ follower, and I continue to be able to encourage people in their faith, because it does challenge us to be able to live better, do better, speak better, and to be able to challenge others to be able to do the same in a world that has freedom of choice, but we so often choose what's wrong.
Senator Lankford was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Philippine police have arrested 17 people after a chaotic incident near the presidential palace in Manila. Earlier today, some individuals set fires to tires and threw rocks at riot police. This incident appeared unrelated to two large peaceful anti-corruption protests happening elsewhere in the city. Police stated the situation was contained and emphasized that violence and vandalism would not be tolerated. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are depressed.
According to the latest Gallup poll, 18% of adults say they are suffering from or being treated for depression. That's up 8 points from 10 years ago, the first time Gallup started asking the question. And who is most likely to be depressed? Young people. The poll reveals that 27% of those under the age of 30 are also struggling with depression. These trends match the country's move away from religious faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Midwest has a well-deserved reputation for friendliness and hospitality, but a new report finds the region is having a problem with anti-Semitism. The survey by the Anti-Defamation League charts a 68% increase in anti-Semitic incidents around the Midwest from 2023 to 2024. In fact, the problem is a national and a global one. This is SRN News. If you are a nostalgic for childhood, here are the finalists for induction into the Toy Hall of Fame.
Trivial Pursuit, the Star Wars lightsaber, Furbies, and even snow might join the Toy Hall of Fame. They had more than 2,100 nominations and whittled them down to 12 finalists that also include Battleship, Catan, Connect 4, Spirograph, Slime, the Scooter, and Tickle Me Elmo. Honorees will be announced in November.
The Central Perk Coffee House is set to open a location in New York's Times Square later this fall. Fans of the show Friends will soon be able to enjoy a cup of coffee inside the cozy orange sofa and have access to all new exclusive merchandise. Central Perk Coffee House will offer coffee fans 6 original coffee blends at the corner of 7th Avenue and 47th Street when the store opens, with blends also available for purchase online. More details at SRNnews.com.